time for Coffee Talk here on KTWH, and so excited to learn about this project that's happening at the Michigan State University. I have the undergraduate project lead, T. Mehta, on the line. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing really good. How are you?
I'm doing really well. I'm so excited that you were able to call in, and I just love how connections are made through, you know, something passed over my desk at my job, and boom, connected with you, and you were on the ball. So you are doing a project called Creativity in the Time of COVID-19. So just share with listeners a brief overview of what that actually is.
Definitely. Thank you so much. So a team of faculty and students at Michigan State, Michigan State University, are working to make a inclusive and accessible creative collections that essentially are trying to document how people have been using creativity during the COVID-19 pandemic. So essentially, this is more like a public humanities project where we collect creative works produced during the pandemic. And so all individuals and artists will be showcased in this archive. So there will be a virtual exhibit, a global virtual exhibit in many different languages. So we are accepting creative works from people from all across the world. Our survey is in 20 different languages. And if you ask for another language, we would provide you with another language. So it's a global survey. And then in April 2023, we will be partnering with the Capital City Film Festival in Lansing, Michigan. And we will have many different physical exhibits across Lansing during the Capital City Film Festival. So it's going to be a huge event where we display people's creative works.
This is just giving me tingles. Oh my goodness. This is so amazing. And what a huge undertaking. That what kind of a response have you had so far?
Oh, we've had all kinds, because our project is also combined with inequity and injustice. But so we have lots of artists trying to give us lots of things that promote new conversations, activisms, and creative expressions. But we also have everyday people trying to give us creative work. So one of the funniest ones I remember is when we had the toilet paper crisis. Somebody like dated their toilet paper when they used it and made like a thank you sort of a hanging board with those toilet papers. So people are doing all kinds of creativity, and it's fun to see what comes up.
Right. And who would think that, you know, okay, this is what I did, and now it's going to be documented in a global creative display. I love, love, love it. That's so, with that point, anyone is welcome and encouraged to participate in this. It's not a working artist that you weren't working because of the pandemic. This is how were you creative and got through this pandemic by being creative.
Yes. So essentially, our team welcomes first-time creators to experience professional artists, actually. So any form of creative expression is also allowed. So if you're painting, if you're reading fiction, you can give us the fiction books you read, or if you're coloring, if you're building different kinds of things, if you're building birdhouses, or you've done group projects, or you know, anything and everything is welcome, any form of creative expression that helped you sort of get through the pandemic or helped you express yourself better.
Well, I know here in Two Harbors, where I'm at, that a community-wide effort was that people put hearts in their windows to show that, hey, we're still in here. You know, that's when it was total lockdown. And people got really creative with how they displayed a simple heart cutout, a paper heart, and got really creative in their windows of how they just displayed this kind of community informal. But it was fun to see that displayed throughout the city.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's something that would be perfect, actually, if people have those hearts and they can send us pictures of those and upload them. That would be something that would be amazing, actually.
See, that's what I'm saying, is that people were getting, because creativity is such a great outlet for your mental health, and that doing this didn't even, you know, people weren't even realizing that this is something that was global, and you said starts conversations. I love it. So when you say it's a survey, what is it? What does that really mean? Is it time consuming? So, what does that mean?
It's more like a call for an art rather than a survey, but there are some questions associated to it. So it's essentially a simple Google form. So you'll just, when you go in, there's like a consent form asking you if you're okay with filling this, and then you go on to just give your name if you want. You can also be anonymous, and then you just upload your art, tell us a few questions about how, you know, it helped you cope with the pandemic, and then press submit. There's nothing much to it. So it's really short and simple. So you'll probably take around 15, 20 minutes maximum with this survey. But it's a Google form, and we have lots of accessible resources for people who cannot access. So you can email us, or if you are visually impaired, computer can print the Braille form and send that back to us. And we also have American Sign Language as part of the survey. So we have tried our best to make it as accessible and as easy as possible.
That is so amazing, and I am trying to work on getting that uploaded either on my Miller in the Morning Facebook page and or on the KTWH website. But for now, before that happens, how can listeners, if they're super jazzed and want to get on the ball, what would be the easiest way to contact you or to get connected with the survey?
You can definitely just Google creativity in the time of COVID-19 and just type Michigan State if nothing comes up. So that will be the first link you see on Google. Or you can just email me at mehtatus@msu.edu, and I will send you the survey.
This is so amazing. I feel like I need to touch base with you in 2023 after the big extravaganza in Lancaster.
I'm sorry about the train in Lansing.
I mean Lansing. I don't know why I Lancaster, but in Lansing. Yeah, that would be so fun to see how this all comes together.
Yes.
Anything listeners need to know or what you would like to share that we didn't get to yet before I let you go?
I think that was it, but just another thing is that all of this is also part of a larger study where we will actually be looking at people's stories and understanding what helped people or what didn't help people. And so these will also be used to advance things like art therapy and music therapy and things like that. So there's lots of work that comes after the exhibits too. So it's not just that you're being exhibited in a creative exhibit, which is super cool.
Right.
But it's also something that will affect so many different people that come after, because this is the first time we've been in a pandemic, so which is being documented. So
right.
I would highly encourage everybody to submit whatever they can.
This is, again, a huge undertaking, and the results of this are just, it's very fascinating. I so appreciate your time. Thank you so much for calling in, and I can't wait to hear more about this.
Thank you so much for listening to me. Thank you.
All righty. You have a fabulous rest of your day.
You as well. Thank you.
Yep. Bye. That was undergraduate project lead for the creativity in time of COVID-19, Tusha Mehta from Michigan State University. What a unique, amazing project going on.